If at first you don't succeed, try again, and maybe even try a fourth time. Spokeswoman Holly Sparkman says the Rock Island District is the first one in the county to suggest putting the referendum on the ballot in the fall.
We've run a budget deficit every year for the last 5 or 6 years, and it's just hard to maintain our facilities and have a budget with enough money to do that. So the 1% sales tax for school facilities will give us that additional revenue that we need to not only take care of our buildings, but make some improvements along the way that will make our facilities more attractive.
She says when schools and classrooms look good, it's easier for students to learn. Just like homes with curb appeal and spruced up interiors improve life for the owners. The 1% sales tax would only apply to certain products.
Clothing, fast food, electronic items. Items that aren't included are groceries, prescriptions, cars, trucks, boats.
For the question to be on next fall's ballot, school boards representing at least 51% of the students in Rock Island County will have to request it. In 2009 and 2 years ago, 57 and 56% of voters rejected the 1% sales tax for school facilities. But last year, it was a lot closer. 50.4% voted no, while 49.6% said yes. I'm Michelle O'Neill.